The following podcast is brought to you by Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Bruiser, and you're listening to the Just One Thing podcast with an only child with way too much to say.
Hey y'all, I'm the special guest, the older sibling.
So, as you stated before, you are the older sibling. How many siblings do you have, and what's the age gap?
I have four siblings, and the age gap is pretty big, to be honest. Like, my brother, he's 12. We have the same birthday. We're 6 years apart, exactly. My sister, she's 9. And then my other sister, she's 1, and my brother, he's 7.
To hear, that's interesting to hear. So, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear only child?
The thing that comes to mind when I hear only child is freedom. When I was an only child, I used to be free all the time, riding Greyhound buses, with my parents, like, going on trips. Now it's like, you gotta worry about kids, more money, more separation, you know?
As the only child, I would agree with the freedom part. Because as you said, there's only one kid to worry about. So you get more things, you go more places, you have more opportunity to do the things you want to do. And your parents or your parent doesn't have to worry about anybody else but the only child. So I can see where you're coming from with that one. Be honest, did you ever feel like a third parent growing up?
Yes, I always feel like a third parent. I feel like that messed up my relationship with my siblings. Not mess it up, but it's like I feel more like their parent than their older brother, you know? And it's like, dang, like, I want to feel like your sibling, not your parent. Yeah.
In the only child point of view, I did always want a older brother, but now that you mention it, it could mess up the long run for siblings because they can feel resentment towards you because they already feel like they have a parent, so you being the quote-unquote third parent can draw a line between the what, how many of you?
Four.
The four of you? Yeah. Four, five? Yes. Can you elaborate on that?
Okay, growing up, my dad used to work a lot, so he'd be home he'd be home during the day, but he'd be asleep. And my mom, she can't handle all the kids by herself. So it's like, I gotta do that. I gotta step up. I gotta cook dinner. I gotta iron clothes in the morning, help get ready for school, you know? And it's like, I gotta focus. It's like not only focusing on yourself as a kid, a teenager, but you're also focusing on other kids. And then it's like, they could have been avoided. No shade.
Now that we've gone through the icebreaker questions, we're going to get into the real deal questions, starting off with family roles. As the oldest, were you automatically expected to set the example or take care of your siblings?
Yes. I mean, growing up, I was always told, you're your brother's keeper. Like, you know, you gotta look out for your siblings. You gotta do what you need to do to protect your siblings. So automatically, you take that role of protection. You're a second shield against, like, anything in the world. But I feel like it gets difficult as you get older, and the lines become blurrier because you also have to take your own path and stop worrying about your siblings and worrying about yourself. As in roles, it's been a lot of times when I've got into arguments with my parents over, like, the role as not only being, like, over the role as being the second parent, third parent. And my mom was like, you could just have them. They're your kids. You can have them. And that's crazy. Like, think about it.
So, you don't have to go in detail, but you say you got into arguments with your parents. Right. Was it because you were trying to tell them how to parent their kids and they disagreed with you?
Right.
Or was it they felt like you could do more and you disagreed with them?
I feel like it was me telling them how to parent their kids because they're bad. Like, it's a lot. Like, four kids, that's baby kids. That's crazy. is giving Loud House, and it did. But it's like, if you don't want to control your kids, you don't want to tell your kids they can't do this, they can't do that, especially because you want to give them freedom. And growing up, I know I had the freedom, but it's like, it's different now. We're in different times, and your kids can't be doing that. So fix it.
I agree with you. Did you ever get blamed for things your siblings did just because you were the oldest?
Yes. Yes and no. Okay. Let me think of a time where I got blamed for being the oldest. I feel like my brother, he gets into trouble a lot. So often, especially we're at my aunt's or my grandma's, he get in trouble because he was a bad kid. But it's like, now I'm in trouble because he's in trouble. Because I'm defending him. I'm going back and forth with you. Because I got a smart mouth. So I do have a smart mouth. So it's like, now I got to defend. Now I got to step in and call this lady old and tell her you're being rude. And it's like, no, this all could have been avoided. It really could have.
So speaking of you getting blamed or you getting in trouble for something your younger sibling did that you feel like could have been avoided, do you think being the oldest, did your parents treat you differently from your younger siblings? More pressure, stricter rules, or higher standards?
Yes. Okay, YouTube for one. Actually, them kids be on YouTube, but I was on YouTube. I was a sneaky kid, though. I was a sneaky kid. But I think YouTube and, like, a lot of the internet and parental stuff, I was way more, like, guarded. I couldn't watch SpongeBob, and they can't watch SpongeBob, but I feel like it's a lot of stuff they get away with watching that I would not have got away with watching. I'm brain rot. I couldn't watch a lot of stuff. Jeffy, I couldn't play Minecraft, but that was at my uncle's house with my cousins. I couldn't do nothing, and these kids just getting away with it. But at the same time, I used to be a bad kid, so I feel like I did get away with stuff.
Oh, wow. Could you tell me more about the restrictions on, like, the television and the games that you could or couldn't play, but your younger siblings now in this day and age can play?
Couldn't play. I used to be a Nick Jr. kid. I used to play Nick Jr. games as Backyardigans, you know, Fresh Beat Band, all that stuff. They don't know nothing about that. And I think it's also because, like, not since kind of censorship, but it's like they be trying to erase stuff to replace it, and it's not replaced great.
As the only child, that really interests me because, in my point of view, anything that kept me occupied, my mom didn't care what I was on. It was never a restriction. I always had my iPad, a tablet, anything that would keep me occupied, it was given to me. So I didn't have any restrictions at all whatsoever. I know that we dabbled in this before, but let's get on to responsibility. Did you ever just want to be a kid without the role model label attached?
No. I like being somebody people can look up to, and I keep that as motivation for school, to be honest. I feel like if I didn't have siblings, I'd be like, what do I do next? Not what do I do next, but like, I wouldn't have the pressure to do what I want to do next. I'd just be like, okay, I could live off my parents. Not be stressed to give good examples for what they could do.
It's understandable. Me personally, as the only child, because I have the same pressure, but obviously I don't have anyone looking up to me, so I feel like I still have the pressure to do or be something, but I can do it in my own light. Like, I don't have to be this so my siblings can be that. I can be whatever I want to be, but I still have to be something. Who do you think learned responsibility earlier? Me, the only child, by necessity, or you, the older sibling, by expectation?
I feel like you. Even after I had siblings, I was still doing hood rat stuff, to be honest. I was 6, 7, 8, still getting in trouble, like fighting. Not fighting, but like, I feel like you're more well-rounded.
In my perspective, I feel like I am very responsible by necessity, But it comes with the cost because I always feel the need to take the straighter route. Like, even when I was younger, I always felt like I was way too mature for my age. And I had to have this mindset of, I have to do this right, I have to do that right, I have to do this right, I have to do that right. And I could never, like, just be a kid and go crazy. Like, I didn't have to be responsible. I'm not being responsible. So it's a double-edged sword.
There are a lot of... He has, like, 5 siblings as well. That's a lot of kids. And then they... My uncles and aunties have kids. Like, I have a lot of cousins. So it's like, I'm kind of used to that. Even though there are older siblings that came before me, I see them, and they're still living their life. So I'm like, I'm an older sibling, but I should live my life too. I should do what I want. No standards.
Now, let's do having siblings versus living solo. Did you ever get tired of sharing your space, your food, your parents, and your privacy?
Yes. But my parents used to move us around, like, our rooms around a lot. So at some point, I did have my own room. Like, I remember vividly, like, being 12 and 13, I had my own room. 14, I had my own room. At one point, like, when I was younger, I shared with my brother, my 12-year-old brother, because, like, we're both boys, and it's not a lot of space. But once we got our house, it's like, live where you're going to live. But I also had a lot of family members live with us, so I feel like that impacted stuff as well. Oh, I got tired of sharing my space. Like I said, I shared with family members. I had people from California coming and staying in my house. I feel like my siblings are greedy. They can eat. Like, we used to have wrappers under the bed. That's how bad my brother was eating the snacks up. That gets annoying quickly. What do I eat? I can't have Oreos, and then you want to eat what I eat, and then what you eat? No.
Now, the solo, living solo point of view, I didn't really share space. I mean, I also had, like, different generations of family members living with me. I think that's just a POC cultural thing, but still, as an only child, I didn't share my space. I didn't share my food. I actually am, and I was more stingy growing up, but I would still say I am stingy. I am very stingy, which that may be a trait of my own, or it may be a trait of being a only child, but I would say I can own up to being stingy. My parent, I never shared my mom. I am the only child. She has nieces and nephews, but they're more up in age. So it was just really me and my mom. I didn't really share a parent. Privacy, I always had my own privacy. I always had my own things. It was never really much to share. Even the things I wanted to share, like open up to people, I still didn't, because I never knew how to do that. So anything sharing to me, it wasn't even like a question. Anything that needed to be shared wasn't shared. It was just me. So sharing, no, I don't share. I never had to fight for attention. Did you have to fight for attention to be heard growing up?
I remember when I was like 6, my brother was just born. I used to die for attention. What do you mean there's a baby here? I'm here. I'm the star. Hello. I remember one time my mom was like, look, we got to have a sit down. It's getting too bad. You're going to be a star too much. You're doing too much. I was like, what? I help you, girl. I make his bottles. I was fighting for attention. And even with outside people, like, I'd fight for more attention from my mom, from my cousins, than her. Does that make sense?
Like, you were fighting for the attention to spend time with your cousins.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. Attention. It was given and it wasn't.
Now let's get into our closing remarks. What's something you think older siblings could teach only children?
I feel like it's okay to isolate. As an older sibling, I have to isolate too. But I feel like it's kind of different for only kids because it's like you're isolating, but you're isolating kind of from your parents, I guess. But that's still real. So I get it. And I believe in that. Take time for yourself.
And as an only child, what's something I could teach an older sibling? I feel like I could teach an older sibling to be selfish. I've been around plenty older siblings. I feel like that's most of my friend group around me are older siblings. And from what I've learned, it's a lot of accountability. They have to take responsibility, accountability, and everything in between for their younger siblings. Because I don't want to discredit the parents because they're there. But I feel like they always put a lot of baggage on older siblings. So I would say it's okay to be selfish. Everyone needs to be selfish. You were listening to the Just One Thing podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Would you like to say something, special guest?
I also want to say I love my siblings so much. Shout out to them. And even though they're annoying to me and they can't give me a hard time, wreck my life, I love them. And I don't know what I'd do without them. Thank y'all for tuning in. And special guest, older sibling, is out.
Please stay tuned to the next episode. Goodbye.